Okay, we start the Mishnah on Samach Chalim and Aleph. The Mishnah begins, a mocher te'ir, someone who sells a city, machar batim borot shichim u'mi'arot mer chatzaot v'shovchot beit abadim u'beit ashlachim. So a person who sells a city, along with that city comes all the houses, all the cisterns, caves, underground ways, bathhouses, dovecotes, right, olive presses, and fields that are surrounding it. So all these items are included in the sale of the city. Avalo et ha-metaltalin. But not included in this, again, is the metaltalin. And the Rashbam, as in all the previous Mishnayot, defines that metaltalin means mani tashmishte, anything that's movable, like the items that were excluded from the house. Things that are functional items, they're not included here. And anything that was accepted from all the other Mishnas, Mishnayot, so too would be the case here. Ushman shamar lo, he, v'chol ma shebetocha, says it, and everything in it, afilu hayav ayuba behema v'avadim, harei kulan mukhurim. If he says it and everything with it, then we send everything with it. Everything means even animals and slaves that are found in the city will be included within the sale of the city. Now, when we say behema and vavadim, then we mean everything, literally everything, as opposed to the other Mishnayot, where the Rashbam may note that even when we say like the ear, the chatzer, or bayit, there we say that the exception of metaltalin, that chite, sari, those items are left out. That is not true in this case, right? Because behema and vavadim are included. Once behema and vavadim are included, then every piece of metaltalin, gold, silver, wheat, barley, anything that's in the city, goes with the city at this point in time. So this is the most, right, the most that we sold, and we saw that before in the Rashbam, that the higher the price, the bigger the item, the more that goes along with it. And so here, basically, you got everything. Rabbi Shimon Lomer, a mocher te'ir, machar te'senter. Whoever sells the city also sells the center along with the city. The Gemara will discuss machlokas amorim, but what the center is. Similarly, vacha brei the Ravavi, the Ravashi. Shmamina. From our Mishnah, you can conclude that avda can metaltalin dami, right? That avadim have a din like metaltalin. Now, when we say that avadim have a din like metaltalin, the way that Rashbam distinguishes or differentiates is the Gemara. He says when it comes to the halachic status of avadim, they definitely are classified as karka. So because the Mishnah in Kiddushin, and then there'll be nikne, real property is nikne, but kesef shtar uchazaka. Nobody has any question about that. Avadim kemakarke. The question is about b'lashon b'nei adam. When people transact, when it comes to mekach u'memkar, when it comes to nedarim, when it comes to other things, where are avadim classified? Are avadim classified as metaltalin? Or are they classified as mekarke, as real property? So now, the Gemara, based on this, the Rav Avi wants to suggest to Rav Ashi, from our Mishnah, it sounds like avadim are classified as metaltalin. Why? If they're really classified as real property, they should have been sold in the first place. When you said, I sold the city, they should be included in the city like every other item that's included in the city. Meaning the items that are included when you say b'chol mashe b'tocha are the metaltalin items. The other items like the merchtzot, the beit abad, right, are included in the karka side, or the first time when you say, I sold you the city. So too should have been the avadim. So what are you going to suggest now, that avadim are metaltalin? My afilu. Then why does the Mishnah, when it says that we include, when he says ha'ir v'chol mashe b'tocha, why does it say then afilu avadim, even avadim? Why aren't avadim just like any other metaltalin? Why are avadim exceptional in the way that the Mishnah expresses that they're included in the city? Ma'id chalameimar shayni ben metaltalo denayid min metaltalo denayid. There's a difference between, right, metaltalin that move and metaltalin that don't move. That's what it means. Afilu behema v'afilu avadim. Why is afilu behema and afilu avadim? Because normal metaltalim are stationary. They don't move. Whereas behema and avadim move. So why is it relevant that they move? Why does it matter that avadim and behemoth move? So normally it's relevant that they move because we can't classify them as a fixed object on which you can have das, or that they can be classified as a chatzer. But why over here does it matter? This is the Rashbam quotes over here.
Because we lose them in the city, and today they can be
So that's one side. I would have said that. Right, that's what I would have said. The pshat is that they could just move. They're not here. They're not necessarily a part of the city because they could move. But the Rashbam quotes, L'shitato, the Rashbam quotes over here, V'yachol l'chavicho l'ir acheret. If you remember the Rashbam on Samachem and Bet said, what's the reason as you sell a bigger item, you sell a city or you sell a chatzer, more stuff goes with it or more items are included rather than a bayit? Because when you sold the house, you were moving locally. So you can move all your possessions along with you. Once you sell a chatzer, you sell an ear, it means you're going on a long trip. You're going on a long trip. People did not move in their day, did not move in Talpalin. They didn't move. They didn't have to call up the movers and say, let's move everything. No. Once they decided to move like that, it means they leave everything behind. So when they leave everything behind, that's what's included or why more is included in the city. But what's the exception? The exception would be Behema and Avadim. Why? Because he could bring them with him without any extra effort. He could just say, listen, come along with me. Moving the Avadim, moving the Behemot, right? He can have them move themselves in that sense. So that's what the Rashbam says. It wouldn't be such a difficulty to move them. So that's what the... Right. That's right. You can move all your possessions along Avram Avinu. So here, you can move your possessions. If that's the case, that's what it means, afilu. The nayad part is afilu. Even those items that she could have moved are included in the city. So Gemara says, okay, now, once you say that there's a differentiation between talton denayet, mantot delayet, right, then afilu teima, then you can also say, avda ke mekake dami. Avadim are just like karko. Eshani ben mekake denayet, the mekake delayet. I mean that, okay, they're classified as karka, but this will go more like what David was suggesting, that if you have karka that moves and karka that doesn't move, that's a difference. You sell a city, everything that's part of the city that doesn't move goes with it. But real property that moves in the city is not necessarily included in the sale of the city, because you don't classify it as a part or parcel of the city over here. Right now, Roshimen Gamaliel Omer, Mocher Te'ir, Machar Te'Center, my center. So this is, what is this center? So Achi Tagimo, this is how I explain it. Bar Machvanita. It's a Bar Machvanita, which is explained to be, the Rashbam says, the Eved HaMumne, Lagid Ulechvuyei Tchumei Sadot Shomizev Shomizev. Some sort of a person from the Ministry of Records that tells where the demarcation of all, or delineation of all properties is in a city. He knows where the titles are kept, where the borders of every property or surveys are. That's his job. He calls him an Eved, according to the Rashbam. I don't know why he has to be a slave. He works for the head of the city, works for the mayor of the city, works for the Sarayir. I don't know if he has necessarily be an Eved. Shimon ben Abtulumus Omer.
He wasn't an Eved, he wouldn't be able to sell.
I'm sorry?
It wouldn't be his property to sell.
Right, but on the other hand, we'll see. But maybe he's a part of the... I mean, he's an Eved to the Sarayir. But I don't know if you have to say that he's a part of the city. He's a functionary of the city, and therefore he would be included with the city. I don't know. You're right. Maybe Evan makes it that it can be sold. Very good. Shemin ben Abtulumus, Omer Bage. The actual case is Bage over here. What's Bage? Bage are these fields that are around the city. Now that aren't in the city itself, but they're adjacent to the city. Those fields are included, right, in the sale. So Madamar Bar Machvenito Koshken Bage. The one who says that the record keeper goes along with the city, certainly he would say Bage is the fields go along with the city. Madamar Bage of Albar Machmanito Lamis Davin. One who says that it's the fields, he means the fields and not the records keeper for whatever reason, whether because he's Nayad, he's a movable property, or that he's not, he's a functionary of the city, but he's not a part of the city. So it's not Beta Badim U Beta Shlachim. So now you have, in our Mishnah, it says that what's included in the city are Beit HaBadim, the olive presses, and Beit HaShlachim, and the fields. So Vruah, Mai Shlachim, Bage. What are Shlachim over here? Well, the assumption is that the Shlachim are Bage. Tichtiv, V'shuleach, Mayim, Alpnei Chutzot. Right, so that one has to bring water, Alpnei Chutzot, onto these fields. Has to come out and constantly water these fields. Constantly water the fields, they're part of the city because they are extensions of the city, because the city makes them fertile, makes them work. Now, generally, Tosus, alright, we'll get back to what Tosus will point out over here in a second. Bishlam on the Mandamar Bar Machvenita. So, according to what it says, Bar Machvenita, Mar Tanakama, Bage Mizdavne. First, the Tanakama says Shlachim, Beit HaShlachim go along with it. So that means Bage Mizdavne, right? That the fields are sold. Bar Machvanita lo Mizdavin, but the city records keeper is not sold. And that's what Rabbi Shimon comes along to say. In center is sold, is also the records keeper sold. Nami Mizdabin. Elamadamar Bagay. The one who says that the word center means Bagay. Tanakam and Nami Yochi Kamar. The Tanakam himself says that the Shlachim are included. If the Beta Shlachim are included, then, right, why does the Rabbi Shimon have to come say the Bagay? Misavra to my Shlachim Bagay. So what do you want to say? Shlachim are Bagay? Lo. My Shlachim Ginunita or Ginunaito. They are gardens. Right here it sounds like they are orchards, or the way the Rashi says is that they're gardens near the city that have, that are very, they're more, I would say, adjacent or more Shayach, right, relevant to the city. And, they can be used or function just like the houses in the city, because you can be metayel in them. They're like backyards, parks of the city. Maybe that's a good word for them, parks of the city. Because, and how you know, right, so there, what's pardes rimonim, shalachecha? The word shalach is used. Shalachayach. It's, what? Shalachayach. Pardes rimonim, thank you. It's ginot ha-mishalchim perot v'choshana. You know, gardens that have fruits that come every year. Without a lot of extensive work here, they become, they have fruits that return each year. So, aval, bagilom is davne. So the Tana comes along and says, these parks, these fruit areas, these trees, these orchards, they go along with the city. Not only are the orchards sold, but even the fields that are outside the city that are sold. Now, the Rashbam over here says, that Hashem, it sounds like there that you have to provide the water, but he says that Hashem must provide the water because he calls it Gishamim. They need a lot of rain. So that's why they're called Beit Shlachim. Now if you go to Moed Katan, you go anywhere else in Shas, a field that needs rain or is fed by rain is called the Beit HaBal. A field that requires irrigation or personal irrigation is called the Beit HaShlachim. Over here, the Rashbam is defining Beit HaShlachim as something that needs rain. It's the opposite. So Tosus over here mentions right away, and Tosus says, what's going on? He said, V'im tomar, debekule gemara, ayu Beit HaShlachim bagay, sadoch meshkivotan. Throughout Shas, anytime you say Beit HaShlachim, they're a bagay, something that requires irrigation. In this Mishnah, Beit HaShlachim is different than everywhere else in Shas. Why is that? Yesh lomar, depshitu le gemara, den chiluk ben sadeh, Beit HaShlachim, uste Beit HaBal, the inyan mecher. Gemara is clear that Beit HaShlachim, Beit HaBal are terms that are irrelevant when it comes to a sale. When it comes to a sale, fields are included whether they are Beit HaBal or whether they are Beit HaShlachim. It's irrelevant. Beish chiluk ben bagay the gininuta. But there is a difference between gardens or parks and fields. Therefore, the Gemara didn't want to explain Shlachim over here like it does everywhere else in Shas. Because if you explain Beit HaShlachim over here to mean fields that are irrigated, that would mean that fields that are irrigated are included in the sale, but not those that are fed by rainwater. They say that distinction doesn't make any sense. Since that distinction doesn't make any sense, therefore the Gemara did not interpret it like it does everywhere else in Shas. So therefore over here you have Beit HaShlachim meaning something else, or not being to the exclusion. Now, Beit HaShlachim here means including both Beit HaBal and Beit HaShlachim. No distinction. But a distinction between Beit HaShlachim and Guninaito. And now back in the Gemara, Ika Damre, that those that say, Savrua Mai Shlachim, Ginuniata. So what is Shlachim in our Mishnah? Ginunaita, parks or gardens. Bishlan Amand Amar Bagay. So the one who says Bagay, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means center, means Bagay, then Tananama Ginuniata Mistaven, Bagado Mistavne. Then the Tanakama is saying the gardens and the parks are sold, but not the fields. Along comes after Rav Shimon Lameimar, Filu Bagay Mizdavne, even the fields are sold. Ella, the Manda Amar, but according to the one who says Bar Machvanita, one who says it's the records keeper there that goes along with it. Amar Tanakama Ginunita, Mahadale Rav Shimon Gamliel, Bar Machvanita. Tanakama says, listen, what's included in the sale are gardens and parks. Shimon Gamliel comes along and says, you know what's included in the sale? Even the records keeper. So that's, they're so far apart. What happened to Jizbage? What about fields? What about regular fields? What happened to that? Why doesn't the Rav Shimon Gamliel include that? Even regular fields are included. Why did he go to such an extreme so far away? Now, truthfully, it would be a Kal Vachomer. Yeah. If the records keeper is included, so are the fields. But Tosa says, Tosa in the previous almost says, but nevertheless, he should have been more explicit. Rishon Golem shouldn't have jumped to the extreme. He should have said, listen, Bagay and Center, everything's included over here. So that's too far away. So Gemara says, now the opposite. Misavrat, right? Maishlachim guninaita. What do you think the Tanakhama is talking about? Gardens and parks. Lo, maishlachim bagay. Maishlachim are fields. Dichti, b'shalech maim alpnei chutzot. So again, that they need to, that Hashem who provides water for, right, all that which is outside the city, I mean, provides water for the fields. Aval bar machvanita lo, mizdabin. That the Tanakhama says, no, fields go, but not the records keeper. Adar mishkan la meimar, tafilo bar machvanita nami mizdabin. That even the records keeper goes along with the field. So either way, I mean, Havamina, according to the first Lashon, is that Shlachim mean fields outside the city. The Maskana in that case was no, that they mean gardens and parks. Over here, we start with Havamina being that it's gardens and parks, and the conclusion is, Maskana is no, that it's a, right, it's fields outside the city. Each Lashon, obviously gardens and parks help the Lashon that center means Bage, means fields, and the Lashon that says that Shlachim mean fields, right, then the it helps the one who says that center means bar machvanita, the records keeper. Right, Tashma. Reviewed center eno machur, unkumus machur. That the center doesn't go along with the city, but the unkumus, it does go along with the city. So over here, who's the unkumus? So we learned from the word kumus. What's kumus? Right, a kumus is a pen, right, is a some sort of writing instrument. So unkumus is the sofer amelech. Right, is the, right, the, records keeper, the secretary of the king, who goes around and makes sure he goes and does a census of the city, keeps the census of the city to that, make sure that everybody's paying the right taxes. Right, to know how many households or how many people are in each field or in each house, how many fields you own, how many houses you own, so that you pay the proper taxes. So over here you see, just Alan to point out, that you see over here that he doesn't have to be an Eved to be included with the city, right? Over here he says that the Ankumus is sold with the city, right? Even though he's not an Eved. Right, so now, Ruda says the center ain't a machur, ankumos machur. My love, me the ankumos gavra, center nami gavra. The ankumos is a person, so then the center should also be a person, meaning that you're talking about people. Which person is, or which functionary is, goes to the city, which doesn't. So where it says, me the Arya, or me the Arya. What do you mean? Why do you have to say that? He's talking about things that go to the city. It doesn't have to be that they're all people. It could be that center is Bagay and Akumos is a person. Because can you really say that? The end of that braiso that Tosefta says, Avalo Shairei, Lo Shairea, Velo Binotea, Velo Choshim Ramukzimna, Velo Bivarim Shachayav Shalafot Shalodogim. All these items are not included in the city. What it means is that those are not included in the city, right? The Shiareah, which the Gemara is going to come back and explain what those are. Benotah are the, basically the suburbs, are the villages that are surrounding the city. So those are the suburbs of the city. They're not included in the sale of the city. The Choshim are Ye'arim, right? The forests that surround the city. That are Muksimla. Muksimla mean that those are, that are Smuchim and are used by the city, the people of the city. That are designated for this city, so those items are not included. And that the bivarim, these are areas. I mean, areas for animals and aviaries and places for birds and viviaries, which are for fish. None of these are included in the sale. Vamrina, and we said my shayre. What is the shayre that's not included in the sale? Mar says bizli. So my bizli. You have to keep going with words until we find a word that we understand, right? So my bizli, I'm Rabbi Abi Piske Bage. Right? So what's Piske Bage? Piske Bage are not the actual fields that surround the city, but the extra pieces, these like extraneous pieces or outside pieces. They're like a subset of Bage. You have Bage, and then you have Piske Bage, which are even more, right, removed from the city. The Rashbam quotes them as being chatichot bik'a gedola smucha de'ir, like strips of land that are part of large tracts that are outside the city. But they are definitely further away from the city, and he says there's some sort of bedrock that sits between them, tsunoma that sits between them. They're separated from the city by bedrock, as opposed to the other fields or the bage, which are right outside the city. These have like some sort of bedrock that cuts them off from the city, so they can't be plowed in a single shot. So now the Gemara says, what's not included in this city? Sale. So all these items, what's one of those items? One of those items, shiareh. Shiareh is piske bage, these leftover bagim. So what does that mean? So how, what would you infer here in premier? So my hi. So the bagay, the piske bagay, who delo mizdavne. These leftover bagay are not included. Ha bagay atzvan mizdavne. So you see that the bagay are sold along with the city. So now, if they're sold along with the city, why do I need Rabbi Yehuda come along and say center ain't a machur? If you say center means bagay, that means Rabbi Yehuda is saying center. The bagay are not sold. And then in the sefer of the Braiser, the Tosefta, it says what? That piske bagay are not sold, implying from that that bagay are sold. So that would go again, saying that center means bagay. Rabbi says no problem. Ipuch Rabbi Yehuda mer center machur, and kumos ain't a machur. Rabbi Yehuda says that the center is sold with the city, whereas the unkumos ain't a machur is not sold with the city, which turns out to be the actual girsa and the tosefta. That is the real girsa and the tosefta. So Rabbi says, wait a minute. Umi mar said Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel svirle. So now what are you suggesting? That Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Why? Because he says that a center goes along with the city, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah. He says the unkumos, the sofer amelech, does not go, is not included inside of the sale. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan Sfirle. How can you say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Diktani Seifa. Avolo Yusher Rea, Avolo Benil Teon. Right? Because in the Seifa of that Tosefta, it says that Rabbi Yehuda believes that the Piske Bage, these leftover fields, and the suburbs are not included in the sale of the city. Whereas, Vilo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Machar Ta'ir, Machar Benil Teon. The person who sells the city sells all the suburbs, all the small villages that are around the city. They are included in the sale.
Who said that Benil Teon is Bage?
Not Bagay, here Benotah. But we see that Rabbi Yehuda believes that Benotah are not included, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel believes Benotah are included. So now you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel have the same opinion that center means Bagay, and Bagay are included in both these sales. Then how could you say that? The Sefer doesn't allow that. The Danya, Mocher Te'ir, and Mocher Benotah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mocher Te'ir, Mocher Benotah. There you go, Braisa, explicit, right? The Rabbanon, all the suburbs, the villages are included. Rabbi Shimon says no. So what it says, very easy. Rabbi Yehuda, Severlei. Right, he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel when it comes to center, when it comes to right the Bagay issue. So by the Bagay issue, he says it's machur, it goes along with the city. Like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing in the Tosefta. Now when it comes to suburbs or kfarim, the villages around the city, there Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Chachamim. Right, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. Yes, suburbs are included. Rabbi Yehuda says no, they're not included. So he holds like him in one instance. He doesn't hold them like him in the other instance. All these designated areas for bringing in up animals, birds or fish. Reminu, we have a question. Are you low? Banot enim karimara. So if it is. Banot over here, which would be the suburbs or villages, they're not included in the sale. Now, whereas if half the city was in the ocean and half the city was on the dry land, in these designated areas for bringing up animals, birds, or fish, they are sold along with the city. So what does it mean, half in the ocean, half in the on dry land here? It sounds like what's included in the city. So you have two possibilities. We're saying that the suburbs, the villages around it are not included in the sale of the city because they're distinct. They have distinct names, they're distinct from the city. But what about a city that has a river, for instance, that runs through the middle of the city? Now you have cities like that, St. Louis, you have Baghdad, and cities where there's a river that runs through the middle of the city. And when you have two sides of the city that are separated by water somehow, do we say that both of those are included in the sale? Meaning that the whole city, because it contains a single name, they're included in the sale. That's one possibility of explaining here. That's what the Rashbam explains. That you have a city, and then you have another part of the city that's either on the coast or closer or separated by water, and nevertheless, it's included in the sale because it has the same name. The other possibility is that half the city is actually in the water, meaning that you have that by Caesarea. Right, Caesarea was, the city was built right on the coastline, and then the port was built, Herod filled in the area, and they built out into the ocean, meaning that they included areas that were in the ocean. So is that included in that area, in that sale? Right, then you'd say, yes, they're included in the sale. Something along those lines about what it means, part in the water, part in. But what do you see from this Bryce? So this Bryce explicitly says that these designated areas for animals are included in the sale. And we just brought the Tosefta before, which says they are not included in the sale, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It says, Lokasha. It depends where they are facing. Depends where their entrances are from. When the entrances face the city, which means that the utility is, or right? Their usage is for the people of the city, then they're included in the sale of the city. When their access to these items is from the outside, meaning out, facing opposite the city, then they're not included in the sale of the city because they're not necessarily designated for usage by the people of the city. If they were, they would have been open from that side. The fact that they're open from the other side indicates that their usage is independent of the city, and therefore they would not be included in the sale. Now, if that's true, then what are you going to do with the race of that Tosefta? The Tosefta, what you're explaining now, is that places that have doorways that face outwards are not included in the sale of the city. Now we said over there, v'choshim ha-muktzim la, right, that what's not included in the city, what's not included in the sale of the city are forests that are designated for the city. Now what do you mean designated for the city? We said those are forests that open towards the city. So now you're going to have a part of the Bryce is saying, oh, I have a forest that opens into the city, which isn't included. And then I have all these areas for animals that don't face the city that are not included. It's not being consistent in where the opening is from. You're talking about forests open to the city, and then animal areas that open away from the city. So what is the Gemara do? No problem. We can amend that and fix that problem very fast. Don't say muksim la, but muksim hemena. Right? Because mukatz, the word muktzah means what? Muktzah means designated, but designated in different ways. It can have a positive connotation, it can also have a negative designation. So I think well, your mekatzeh something means that you designated to you for a specific purpose. Or mekatzeh la mean can also mean that it's so removed from one's da'at because it's mekatzeh, you put it outside of the realm of what you want to do. So it's used in the Gemara, for instance, for when one dries figs, you know, when it dries out figs in the field. That's, and the area where you dry the figs is also called a muksah, and they're called muksah. Why? Because a person is mesiach das from these items. He's designated them to be dried out over there, and therefore he doesn't think about them anymore. So that's why it's called muksah, and that's the way the term is used in Shabbos. Muksah is something that's removed from the dot. Something that's not within your realm on Shabbos, because it's so removed from what? It's designated for usage during chol, designated for other purposes, it's not on Shabbos. But muksah can also mean, right, it's designated in the sense, the positive sense. And muksah, it's designated for like muksah mitzvah. It's designated to use for a mitzvah. So over there, it's in the positive term. Person is designating it actively to be used in a mitzvah for this purpose. So over here, that's what the Gemara says. The original muksah we thought was muksah la'ir. The fire forest was designated to the city. In the end, they say, no, muksah over here means muksah mena. Right? It means it's designated for other usage. I mean, not for the usage of the city, but opposite. And that's how they deal with the problem. So they change the words. I mean, obviously, by changing the preposition, then you can change the use. Muksa la versus muksa mena. Right? They change what the word muksa means over here. All right, next Mishnah. We'll do the Mishnah, and then we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow. Mukhar tasadeh machar tavanim sheim letzorchat. Person sells the field, sells all the rocks in it that are for usage in the field, that would be used in the field. Veta kanim shiva kerem. Also, we saw these before. These are the stakes that are in the kerem. Even though they're removable, they're sticks or stakes that the vines, the trellises that the vines are put on, even though they're removable, and we saw early in the Masechta that they're brought by, they're shared in the cost by the Aris and the Balabait. Nevertheless, over here they go with the field because that's what a vineyard has. A vineyard needs trellises to have the vines on it. Shem v'torcho, as long as they are necessary trellises, sticks that are laying on the floor, those don't go with it. Veta tvashi mechuberet lekarka, any produce that is still growing and attached to the ground is included. Vet chitzat hakanim. It is also included, this is chitzat hakanim, which are, sounds like over here, like rushes of some sort, right, that you have here in Scheinfeld, those open area down below, where you have these large rushes that have branches or trees that have shoots come out of them, many shoots that come out of them. So the Rashi defines them as kanim arbeg deli mikalach echad. Right, some stalks that come out, major amount of stalks that come out of a single entity over there. So they're used for either wood or from other purposes like bamboo, whatever they're used for, but they're not necessarily a part of the field. Now, if they are, these chitzat hakanim are pchuta mi beit ruva, if they're less than a beit ruva, then they don't have a name or shame to themselves, they're not distinct from the field, and they'll be included in the field. Ve'et ha-shomira, she'ena suya betit, and then a shomira, which is, over here, it's called the Sukkot Notzrim. I think it means probably the Sukkot Nitzarim. But a hut that is made out of, right, a hut that's made out of reeds of some sort in the field, as long as it's not affixed with teat, it doesn't become a permanent structure in the field, that's included in the field because that's used by the workers of the field, as part of the field.
And if it would be, then it would be.
Right, possibly, right. It could be either way, right? That either it would definitely be included in the sale because now it's mechuber the karka, or it may be excluded from the sale because it's distinct from the utility of the field. It's a bayit now and not a field, which I think is probably the other possibility, probably the more likely translation. We'll see that in the Gemara. All right, v'etacharuv she'eno mukav. A charuv, right, the batsu tree that is not murkav, that hasn't been grafted. I mean, that means it's young still. It's still a young tree, so again, it doesn't have a stink or shame b'fnei atzmo. Till when it comes older and they start grafting with this tree, that means that it's already got the chashivos that would be distinct. And betulat shikma, and included in that is betulat shikma. Right, these are the these trees were used for these shikmot were used for their wood. Right, the sycamore wood. And the betulat shikma is a tree that was never cut for the first time. They used to cut back the branches of the tree to use for wood, and then it would grow back. So betulat shikma is a tree that was never cut. The wood was never cut. You only get it for the first time. That, right, would be included within the sale. But what would not be included in the sale, which is going to be, we're going to say later on in the Mishnah, which is the opposite side of this, which is stana shikma. Stana shikma is a tree that's already been cut the number of times and then it's grown back. Those are already considered wood producing trees. They're not to be chashivut and they'd be distinct from the field. This is all the opposite of the first part. What is not included in the sale are stones that are not for its purpose, right, that are indistinct from the field. Brand, you know, stakes or wood that's left in the vineyard that's not purpose of the vineyard. Lo atetuvashi tushah min hakarka. Harvested produce is not included. Bezman charmalo he b'chol mashmata rei kulam mechurim. If he says everything, then these are all included in that sale. Ben kach uben kach. No matter what, lo machar et chitzat hakanim shebeit tova. It's not included in here are these rushes or these wood, these areas that have these growths that are used, that are distinct, because it's a Beit Vava. Beit Vava is already a minimum amount of field that's considered a distinct area. So Beit Vava, not included in his sale, no matter what you say, even when you say Mashu Petucha, because it's already differentiated from the field. V'loat ha-shomira she'asuya b'tit. Here's your answer, right? The shomira that's done with tit, even though it's mechubar l'karka, it's distinct, because it's utility now as a house. V'loat ha-charuv ha-murkav, v'loat ha-estana v'shikma. A charuv that's already been murkav, it's already been used or grafted, already has a shame b'fnei atzmo, that's chashuv, and estana shikma is a tree that's already had times again that are used multiple times for wood, already has a shame b'fnei atzmo. Shame b'fnei atzmo is not included in the field, even if you say chol mashu b'tocha, because it's like saying I'm selling you two fields and not three fields. Right? So if I sell you two fields, you don't get the third field automatically. So over here, just because I said sell you the field and everything in it, doesn't mean you get another field. Right? Beit Vava, all these items would be distinct, and they're distinct, they're not included in that sale. Okay, we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow.